Welcome back to another episode of Jesus and Coffee. I hope you'll share this with a friend, especially parents. So this episode of Jesus and Coffee is going to focus on raising children. Now, I don't care if your children are newborns or if your children are adults. I think that what I'm going to say today can kind of cover all bases. So I am a mom, a biological mom of four daughters, and I am a bonus mom of three. That is seven kids, child. That means I'm a little bit crazy. Amen. Got to be. Come on. Six daughters and a son. Somebody save me. But what I've learned throughout my parenting, throughout my mistakes, throughout my trial and error, throughout all of the seasons that I felt I wasn't good enough, and all of the seasons that I felt I could not be better, is that the one thing that I needed to do that I overlooked for so long was to be more Christ-like in my parenting. And most people would think, oh, Lord, so I got to be a perfect parent because, you know, God was the perfect father, or God is the perfect father. And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that sometimes God answers our call or our cry by running to our aid, right? Sometimes he swoops in and saves us, even from ourselves. And sometimes it seems as though God is not there at all. Not that he leaves us in our mess, but he lets us figure it out. Sometimes the consequences of our actions have been for him to take a step back and to let us actually feel the space we're in so that we could learn from it, right? And I think that being a parent is like the toughest job in the world, because not only is every kid different and you have to figure out what works for every kid, but you have no manual. I mean, you got the Bible, you know, you have that, but there is nothing that says, hey, when you wake up this morning, this kid's going to cut up in school and this is what you need to do, right? But I think that if you do tap into your word, if you tap into God's word, if you tap into the Bible, if you seek the Father in terms of your parenting and the style that you should attach to how you're interacting, engaging, and raising every child, I think that it'll be a little easier for you too. You know, parenting is so tough, and I can't tell you the nights that I cried myself to sleep just worrying so much about my children, worrying about if I'm doing it right, worrying about whether or not their souls would be okay, worrying about whether or not the enemy is having his way with them. And I think that's the toughest part, right? But what I also know, is that my prayers covered them in spaces I wasn't present in. I know that I led the way in terms of how I love Jesus and the way that I live my life for him. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect. It just means that I'm purposed, and I've shown them what that walk looks like, so that even in their making mistakes, even in their learning through their life, they understood that the first thing they needed to do was get closer to God. So I trusted that even in their journey, they would find their way. Like the prodigal son found his way home, I trusted that my children would too. So if you're in a season right now where you're unsure about the ability you have to be the parent that your child needs, I just want to tell you, God wouldn't have given you his child if he didn't think you could take care of them in this earthly realm, right? So if he trusted you with this baby, he knew that you had what it takes to bring the baby up, to raise this child into an adult, to get this person to be who he needed this person to be in the world. And when you fall short, friend, God is still there. And if he hasn't stepped in, it's probably because there is something he's trying to teach in this space. Maybe the lessons to you, maybe the lessons to the child, or maybe God is just saying, hey, I know you know what to do, so I'm going to trust you to do it, right? So I just want to encourage you that you don't have to be a perfect parent. You just have to give this thing your best. And your children's decisions are not a reflection of your parenting. And I know that's tough, because the world wants you to believe that if your child messes up, you've done something wrong. Amen. But the truth is, you also messed up. And it wasn't because of anything anyone else did. It was because of the choice you made. When I think about me, ooh, child, when I think about me, I'm shamed. I ain't even gonna hold you. Some of the stuff I did as a juvenile and a young adult, I'm so glad it wasn't on cell phones. I'm so glad it wasn't social media, because baby, no, make it out. Lord, save me. I'm so glad I grew up in the era I grew up in, because most of my biggest mistakes, don't nobody know but me and Jesus, and I love it that way, amen. But one thing I do know is because I made so many mistakes and God brought me through it, is that I realized that my mom did her absolute best. Doesn't mean she was the perfect parent. It doesn't mean that I don't think it could have been done better. But the truth is, if as a parent, you gave it everything you got, can't nobody expect more. You know, your capacity may be 90%. My capacity may be 80%. Well, you're not going to get 100% out of people that don't have it, right? So just as our parents did their best with what they had and what they knew, you're doing your best too. And that's enough. You know, give it all you got. And once you do that, give the rest to God and trust that he's going to work it out for their good. So dry your tears. Don't worry yourself anymore about that child. You just keep on doing your best. And sometimes your best means I'm coming to rescue you. And sometimes your best means I'll pray for you, but you've got to figure this out on your own. And sometimes, friend, that is the best thing you can do, is take your hands off of it and let them figure it out. Pray over them, give it to God, and trust that he knows them better than you do, and he knows what's ahead in places that you cannot even fathom. So do your part and leave the rest to your Father. All right, let's pray. Lord, I come to you today just standing in the gap for the parents, Lord. I know what it feels like to worry about your children, to wonder if you've got enough, to wonder if you're making the right moves or if your mistakes are going to cause or inflict some sort of pain on your children. Lord, to feel like maybe you've dropped the ball somewhere and that's why your children are going through the things that they're going through. Lord, I understand the plight of being a parent, and I know that sometimes it is so hard where you just feel like you're not equipped, or you know, you don't understand why you've been given this position because you don't know what to do with it. So Lord, I just pray for those parents right now, Lord, that you would empower them, that you would inspire them, that you would encourage them, that you would fill them up, and you would let them know that you see them. Not only do you understand what they're going through, Lord, but you have created them for a time such as this, and that sometimes loving your children does not mean saving them. Sometimes loving your children means stepping back so they can learn to save themselves. Lord, I just pray for all parents that are listening right now, Lord, that you would give them what they need, that you would send a word to assure them that they are doing the right thing today, Lord. For the fathers, Lord, that you would show them how to show up like you do. Lord, that you would allow them to lead with love, that you would allow them to take up the space that you created for them. Lord, that you would have them fight in spaces they've got to fight, Lord, and be still and pray in spaces where prayer is required. Lord, for the mothers, that you would give them a spirit of nurturing, that you would allow them to not work so hard that they remove themselves from the space and in this life that you created for them to be, Lord. If they are so busy out here working and attempting to provide, Lord, they may not have any room left to be emotionally available. So Lord, I just ask that you would help them to balance it all so that they can be the nurturers, so that they can be emotionally available, so that they can give wisdom to their children in a way that only they can. Lord, we know that a mother and father are both required, Lord. And for the voids that exist in these families, Lord, we know that you will step in. You are both our mother and father, Lord. You are everything that we need, Lord. Anything that we stand in need of, Lord, we know you will provide. So I just ask that you would continue to do that and continue to show us how to show up in every space that you need us to for our children, even when that space is to be quiet, be still, and know. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you have an amazing day today, friend. Don't forget to invite other parents to tune in so that they can join in and get a piece of this word. I'll catch you next time. Later.